السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا لا إيمان لمن لا محبة له، ألا لا إيمان لمن لا محبة له، ألا لا إيمان لمن لا محبة له. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم، عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. لسيد الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, master of the worlds. May durood and salam, peace and salutations descend upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Pak has made us Muslims. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. May Allah accept this gathering of Jumu'ah of ours. We are in the Mubarak month of Muharram al-Haram, one of the sacred months. We have entered a new Islamic year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and forgive us. Allah make it easy for the entire ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very important lesson is learned that after the Hijrah, the Islamic calendar had commenced. And the ulama have written that at least keep in mind the Islamic dates. Like today is the 11th of Muharram al-Haram, 1427. When you are doing your daily affairs, like how we keep a diary of the English dates, also keep a note of the Islamic dates. Know the Islamic date when you were born. Find out from the ulama, there are programs now that you can even log on to, that you can work out your calculations. Then the wedding date, make sure that you have your nikah date, the Islamic date. The date your child was born, there were certain important occasions in your life. Keep the Islamic dates in mind. Write them also. Make a note of them. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to emphasize in writing the Islamic dates, because it is the shi'ar, the sign of Islam and the Muslims. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Like how it is imperative upon us, the reciters of the kalima, لا إله إن الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, to respect and honor and revere the Ka'batullah, Masjid Nabawi صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Qur'an Kareem, and various other asar, your masjid, and the identity of Islam is kept alive. Likewise, it is important also to keep the identity by writing the Islamic dates, at least having an Islamic calendar in our house, to make sure to the non-Muslims that these are signs of Islam. So inshallah, make a niyat that I will keep a check that today is Jawmul Jumu'ah, the 11th of Muharram 1427, and then onwards I will record my dates. Then I will make a program inshallah in Rabiul Awal. I will intend to go for Umrah. Then Ramadan will come. Keep a check of these Mubarak months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the various months, the alternation of the day and night, the seasons of summer and winter, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are ayatum min ayatillah. Somebody said it beautifully in one of the tafsirs, that if you look at any sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the creation of Allah, whether it is plants and trees, whether you see animals, whether you see your masoom children, whether you see your beautiful wife, or whether you see any sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a reflection, as if you are looking in the mirror, you are looking at the kudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part, I wish to say that in this Mubarak month, we have a Sayyid, a Sheikh, a great alim, a scholar of Islam, rahimahullah, just during the week, Sayyid Mawlana Asad Madini Sahab, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, nawwarallahu marqadahu, Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. He was from the Ahl Bayt, Ahl Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a great mujahid of Islam, a member of the Indian Parliament, a scholar of Islam, a sheikh of thousands of murid throughout the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sabr jameel, ajr azim to his students and his murideen. Allah fill his qabr with noor. The passing away of an alim is a passing of a whole world, because they go away with the ocean of knowledge. I remember every year when Hazrat used to come here in all the majalis, he used to emphasize on two things. Apni khud ki islah karo. Make your own islah. Worry about your own self. Ittibai sunnat karo. Follow the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aur in kaale logo ko hidayat ki dawat do. And work amongst the indigenous people. And give them dawat ilallah. Invite them towards the beauty of Islam. So we should carry on this message inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for all the sacrifices he had made in upholding Islam throughout the world. He was the president of Jamiat Ulama-e Hind. Brothers in Islam, a very touchy topic to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Throughout the world, the Muslims are disturbed. Every reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, should be moved, should be touched, should be ready to take up cudgels to fight the enemies of Islam. In time of history, you will find from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he came to stand on haqq, he was tried and tested, so much so, before he gained the nubuwat, when he went to the people of Taif, how he was troubled, how he was persecuted, how he was troubled, how he was, virtually, difficulties and hardships came upon him and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The angel of the Jibal, the mountains came, O Nabi of Allah, order us, we will crush this people between the mountains. What did Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam, in ana nabiyun rahmatum muhda, I have been sent as rahmatul lil alameen. Aye dunya mein bohat paak mukarram ban kar, koi aya na magar rahmat. He was sent as rahmatul lil alameen, khatamun nabiyyin. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's various titles. Shafi'il muznabeen on the day of Qiyamah, the intercessor for those who have sinned and erred. Brothers in Islam, all the reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wake up to the call. These are wake up calls which the ummah receives. Sometime it is a masjid that is broken. Sometime desecration of the Quran, the integrity of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are alamatul qiyamah, the signs of qiyamah, was the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have moved away 1427 years from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hijrah. We're coming closer to qiyamah. So much of test, so much of difficulties on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Islam has given us hope. It is not a fight of a few people. It is not an argument about the government. It is an attack on Islam. And this attack on Islam could be taken in twofold. One is the fold that the Muslims rise up to the call. They fight out by the pen. They go out. They stand up for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come closer to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep on reciting durood and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And practically demonstrating the life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through our akhlaq. The second fold can be, we can sit down and be quiet and say, no, these people have apologized and be quiet. No, there's no such thing. As a mu'min, if somebody attacks you, you have to stand up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have quoted three ayat from Surah Ahzab, 22nd juz. Look at it, Allah ta'ala starts off the three ayats in a beautiful way. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafiyyina wa maulana Muhammadi wa barik wa sallim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily Allah himself, wa malaikatahu, and these angels, yusalloon ala nabi. The term yusalloon we hear is meant in three ways. The mufassireen have written that if it refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing a certain action, that means Allah's special mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special favor descends 24 hours on Nabiya Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmatul lil alameen. Agar Muhammad na hota, to kuch bhi na hota. Brothers, the whole world was created for rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's mercy descends upon him. Secondly, Allah commands the angels, especially to send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to shower dua on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to shower special mercy on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels are created of nur, celestial light. Their job is only to recite the durood on sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to collect the durood from throughout the world, transfer it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take barakat from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and go back to that reciter of durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyana wa Shafiyyana Mawlana Muhammadi wa Barik wa Sallim. And we human beings, so dirty people on earth, but the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we recite durood one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10th blessing upon us. Allah elevates our status 10 times. Allah forgive our minor sins. And on the day of Jumu'ah, if a person recites one durood sharif, it is multiplied 70 times. Imagine in the month of Ramadan, 70,000 times. Imagine in Makkatul Mukarramah, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, that if you want to come close to me, if you love me, you claim to love me, then recite more durood upon me. Al-awla yawm al-qiyama, an-nasu man yakulu salatan alayya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person recites more and more durood and salawat upon me, he will be close to me on the day of qiyama. The second thing, brothers, we have to do first is durood and salawat. Inshallah, we're going to do this. Make a niyyah that we're going to recite more and more durood and salawat. Take the message home. Take the message when we are leaving out also. Recite durood sharif, not on the day of Jumu'ah. The more we recite durood and salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the more we'll have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, how can I proclaim love for you? Nabi sallallahu ta'ala said, recite durood Ibrahim, which we recite in the salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. This is one aspect that I wanted to say, that we should follow this ayat. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, oh you who believe, Allah commands you, sallu, it is an imperative, it is a command from Allah, keep on reciting salawat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi wa sallimu taslima, 40 durood kitab, the salawat, whatever easy you know, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any form of durood you can recite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy, and the report that is given to him every Monday and Thursday, the ahwal of the ummah, the happenings of the ummah, you will find in abundant salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he will get happy. Somebody has written, Har dard ki dawa hai salli ala. Any problem you got, any difficulty you got, any calamity you got, any sickness you got, any ailment you got, recite durood sharif, inshallah, through the barakah of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find a way out for you. Inshallah, we make niyat, pass the message of durood sharif on. That will be more effective than making so much of noise. Yes, we must make noise, we must write out, we must speak out, we must march out, we must do this, we must do that. Secondly, once there was riots in India, Mufti Abdul Rahim Lajpuri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has written that Musalmano ko kaho ke Allah ke ghar abad rakhe, Allah unke ghar abad rakhenge. Keep the houses of Allah abad, keep the houses of Allah alive with 5 times salat. For the men, it is wajib for you to come to the house of Allah. Not only on certain days and nights, 5 times a day, get involved in other ibadat, in ta'aleem and ta'allum, get involved in nafil salah, get involved in tilawatul Quran, in zikrullah. What a beautiful statement. Agar tum Allah ki ghar ko abad karenge, Allah tumhare gharo ko abad rakhenge. Allah will protect our houses, Allah will protect our businesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of our needs, brothers. Come to the house of Allah. The third thing is, keep ihtimam of roza. Alhamdulillah, we kept the fast of Muharram, 9 and 10. Some brothers are fasting today also. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept our fast. But he says, nafil roza, keep the importance of nafil roza, just for the sake of my Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. There was a march yesterday in Cape Town. The brothers told us that they were fasting, they were making tilawat al-Quran, they were making zikrullah. Whatever it is, tell our sisters at home, our children, to make ihtimam of nafil roza. Say, Monday inshallah, I'll keep my fast for the sake of Allah, just to make my Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam happy. There is a report written, to make amal on sunnah in the time of difficulty and fitna and fasad, you will get the sawab of 100 shaheed. من أحيا سنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر مئة شهيد. If you make amal on a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will get the sawab of 100 martyrs. Usually we find out, Moana, what are the sweet sunnahs? Tell me the sunnah of this, tell me the sunnah of this. The sunnah ke ihtimam rahe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. If you claim that you love Allah, you claim that you love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, follow his lifestyle. Recently, there was a jihad in Afghanistan, and we know the Amir Mullah Umar, Hafizahullah, Allah Ta'ala protect him and assist him and make the mujahideen throughout the world victorious. He made amal on one sunnah. It is written in one of the kitabs that Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when the Madina Munawwara was being attacked by the kuffar, when the battle of Ahzab took place, the confederates came. In the 22nd para is written, 7 days the Nabi of Allah tied 2 stones to his stomach. For who, brothers? For the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that each one of us can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. At Mi'raj he cried, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati. When he was passing away, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, my ummat, my ummat. On the day of Qiyamah, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will be saying, Nafsi, Nafsi, my Nabi, Rahmatul lil Alameen, Shafi'ul Muznabeen will be saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stand up and make your voice heard by practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mullah Umar did this. He tied 2 stones for 3 days on his stomach. They said, there is khajur, there is water. He said, to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati falahu ajru mi'ata shaheed. You will get the reward of 100 martyrs in these times, brothers. I don't want you to go tie stones, but keep fast at least. Learn the simple sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Shaykh in Murshid Hazm Mawlana Hakim Akhtar Sahib has mentioned, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Your road to Jannat will be easy. Allah se milate sunnat ke raaste. And you'll reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obedience of the sunnah. He said, one sunnat mein aap sabko sikata ho. Once at the majlis, he said, mein aapko ek sunnat sikata ho. All those people who are here, they're married. He said, practice on the sunnah. What is the sunnah? Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever he is to enter his house, knock at the door, make salam, and smile at his beautiful wife, and smile at the beautiful daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my brothers, let us practice on this sunnah. Inshallah, whatever your wife thinks after that, whatever your children think after that, it is between you and Allah. Make niyat that I will practice on these simple sunnats, inshallah. There's no such thing as big sunnat and small sunnat. There is jamal, there's kamal, there's acceptance from Allah in the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Muhyiddin Sunnah, Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala, mentioned in one majlis that sunnat ke andar 3 khususiyat hai. There are 3 special qualities. Sabse ashal tariqa sunnat ka tariqa. The most easiest way. You went home, you knocked the door, you made salam, and you gave your wife a big hug and kiss, and you told her, I love you for the sake of Allah. You are my dear wife. You have been sent to me by Allah, and gave her one beautiful smile. The arsh of Allah gets happy. When divorce takes her place, the arsh of Allah shakes. So Allah Ta'ala has put the muhabba. Allah increased the love of the husband and wife. Allah increased the unity in our families and relationships in our families. Sabse ajmal tariqa. The most beautiful way of doing anything is the sunnat way. Try it out, brothers. Bring it alive in our houses. Bring it alive in our homes. Bring it alive in our cars, in our businesses, in our way of life, in our dealings. And also, sabse akmal tariqa, the most complete way of doing any amal is the sunnat way. May Allah Ta'ala bring alive the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zadahumullahu sharafa, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, take us to Makkah and Medina, protect Masjid al-Aqsa. He entered the mimbar, climbed the masjid and entered the mimbar. And nothing. He just said, Ala la imana liman la mahabbata lah. Verily, that person has no iman who doesn't show love to me. Ala la imana liman la mahabbata lah. 3 times he mentioned it, and then he descended the mimbar. The ulama write, what was this? To emphasize the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers in Islam, go back, right against the kuffar. Give them dawat ila Allah, dawat ila Rasul, having iman on Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Doing the work of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam will make him more happy than shouting one slogan. Let me tell you that. Bringing alive the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be more effective on the kuffar, more rob on the kuffar. Hazrat Mawlana Ali Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written that in the places where Western culture is more there, bring alive the sunnah. With the sunnah, the noor of Iman and Islam and all the batil forces will fall down. With the sunnah coming alive, the batil forces will automatically fall down. And I want to elaborate. Allah Ta'ala has given us hope. He mentioned it after that ayat of Inna Allah wa Malaikatahu. He said, Inna alladhina yu'duna Allah wa Rasulahu, la'anahumullahu fi dunya wal akhirah. Those who cause taklif, those who call grief, those who desecrate, those who defame the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who defame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Inna alladhina yu'duna Allah wa Rasulahu, la'anahumullahu fi dunya wal akhirah. The curse of Allah is poured upon them in this world and the hereafter. So guaranteed for them, Allah either give them hidayat or destroy them from the face of the earth like how He destroyed the Aad in the Samud. Brothers, we have Iman. Leave them alone. Make dua of hidayat for them. If Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present here today, he would have made the same dua. What he made dua? Oh Allah, give Umar hidayat, give Abu Jahl hidayat. He made dua for his enemies. At Taif, he made dua, oh Allah, give them hidayat. Because they don't know what it is. So we should do the effort of hidayat. Aur har kaam kaam nahi, nabi ka kaam kaam hai. Brothers, our saying is this, we have heard a lot. Action is, do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-amru bil-ma'roof, wal-nahi anil-munkar. Stand up with the sunnah. So recite Durood Sharif. Keep a lot of fast. Stand up on practicing on the sunnah, inshallah. And the one sunnah I've showed you. As soon as you leave the masjid and go home, make salam and go with a smiling face. Hazrat mentioned that after the majlis, so many people went home and made amal. All the wives phone Hazrat, MashaAllah, my husbands are so happy. My husband was not talking to me. Now he made amal on the sunnah and keep on giving nasihat like this. So brothers, make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is noor in it. There is a sign of your iman in it. And your taqwa will increase inshallah. Keep the company of the ulama. Take mashura from the ulama. And ihtimam dua. Make a lot of dua. And Allama Shami, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in Fatawa Shami has mentioned that if a dua is a silal mu'min, it's a weapon of a believer. Come any time of the day, come to the house of Allah, read two rakat, salatul haja and make dua. How many of us got up tahajjud time and made dua? Oh Allah, protect the izzah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi of Allah, one whole night, one ayat in tahajjud salah. Im tu'adzibhum fa innahum ibaduk, wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakeem. Oh Allah, if you destroy these people of Iman, they may be weak in figure, they may be weak in numbers, they may be weak without enemy and army and strength. Oh Allah, but if you forgive them, you accept them, at Badr 313 fought such a big army. At Uhud the help of Allah came. The same Allah we believe in. The same La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah we believe in. We follow the same sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. Our iman is weak. The same Allah will listen to our call. So make the dua. Ad-dua silatul mu'min. It is a weapon of a believer. More effective than guns. More effective than the sword. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the whole ummah the entire night. How many of us have made dua? Make dua that Allah protects the iman. Allah protect our masajid. Sometimes it's the masjid. Sometimes it is the house of Allah. I have read one article that the person that broke Babri Masjid, Allah made him mad. For 7 years he was mad. He went to one alim. They said, I broke the bricks of the masjid of Allah. From the bricks I heard Allah's name. From the bricks I heard La ilaha illallah. And I kept the brick with me. They told him, the only cure for you is to recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. As soon as he accepted Islam, Allah Ta'ala changed him and made him a normal person. And he's made sincere tawbah. He's written a beautiful article, Allah gave him hidayat. So those who desecrate the Quran, those who break the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we keep the house of Allah abad, Allah will keep our house abad, inshallah. Also with the dua, Allah Mashami writes that Huzur sallallahu ta'ala sallam par durood al salam beja jaye, dua ke saath, to dua zarur kubil hogi. That recite durood sharif in your duas. Keep on reciting awwal akhir durood sharif. You'll see your du'as will be accepted. Recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Allah give shifa to all those who are sick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala make it easy for us to unite on the sunnah, unite on tawheed, unite on the oneness and do the work of amal bil ma'roof, nahi anil munkar wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.